Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. Our mission today, well, it looks simple on the surface. We're doing a bit of a forensic analysis, really, but on the shortest possible stack of sources. Honestly, we've just been handed the title of a technical document, and it's sharing link. That's it. And we're going to treat these few words almost like a high-stakes engineering treasure map. So for you, the listener, we're going to try and extract the entire scope and implication of this project just from its metadata.
That's exactly right. We are indeed in the source title. It's explicitly excerpts from Documentazione di Progetto sulla Sicurezza Automobilistica.
Yeah.
So what's key here, right off the bat, is that this isn't your typical consumer brief. It's not a press release designed for the outside world. No, this phrase itself is a technical declaration. It speaks to an intensely internal process.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that immediately. Starting with that core identity, Documentazione di Progetto, we're not looking at marketing copy, as you said. We're looking at genuine project documentation. What is that difference, you know, between like a white paper and actual project docs? What does that tell us about the kind of information we should expect inside?
Oh, it tells us almost everything. It's primarily about accountability. Project documentation, especially for something high stakes like automotive systems, it means they have to adhere to, well, the gold standards of functional safety. When we see a title like this, we should immediately be thinking about compliance. Frameworks like ISO 26262, because that document isn't just an explanation, it's the mandatory audit trail. It details things like the hazard analysis and risk assessments, the HRA, and it outlines the specific automotive safety integrity levels, the ASILs, you know, assigned to every single part of the system. This kind of documentation is basically legally binding on the engineers who sign off on it.
Right. So that's the real insight there. It's a compliance trail, not just some conceptual outline. And what strikes me immediately is the language. The title is explicitly Italian, Documentazione di Progetto sulla Sicurezza Automobilistica. Does using the vernacular like that, does it indicate maybe a specific regulatory origin or perhaps a particular cultural route for the engineering team? Or is it just, I don't know, stylistic?
It's likely a combination, actually. Uh-huh. And it probably grounds the project in a specific technical philosophy. The specificity of Sicurezza Automobilistica, automotive safety, that's really key. If the core engineering team, or maybe the primary supplier, is based in Italy, or even within a high-performance Italian supply chain, this title really roots the entire development within that very demanding European regulatory environment. So the document is likely benchmarked against specific ECE regulations first, maybe even before considering US or Asian standards. Mm. So no, the language isn't just flavor, it's jurisdiction, it's engineering pedigree, really.
Got it. So it signals a commitment to a very rigorous, probably regionally specific standard set. When we see that phrase, we're kind of moving past the general idea of car safety and into the nuts and bolts, the technical mechanisms designed to achieve specific, quantifiable safety goals. Things like latency measurements for collision avoidance or defining acceptable mean time between failures, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Precisely.
Yeah.
The language you find in project documentation has to be inherently precise. Its job is to remove ambiguity. This document is where the concepts, the ideas, become measurable physical reality. It defines the constraints for failure modes. It specifies required redundancies, the sensor fusion methodology they're using. If this project is about, say, an advanced driver assistance system, maybe a level 2 plus semi-autonomous cruise control, then this documentation it'll contain the mathematical justification for why the system is deemed acceptably safe under various specific operating conditions.
And that level of detail, you mentioned the ACE-SL ratings, the failure mode analysis that absolutely lives and dies by the documentation. But all that rigor, it's kind of meaningless unless it can be communicated effectively across the whole business, right? Which brings us neatly to our second piece of evidence, the format. This documentation, it was shared via the Gamma platform. We see that in the link.
Yes, and this is where a certain, let's say, tension might arise. Gamma, as a platform, it's designed for accessibility, for visualization, synthesis. It's meant to make things easier to grasp. It takes something incredibly dense, imagine hundreds of pages of technical specs, maybe code reviews, and turns it into a more accessible, navigable presentation format. So its use implies a need to communicate this complex internal information to a wider cross-functional audience, maybe executives, marketing teams, or perhaps even regulators who just need the high-level overview.
Okay, but doesn't that raise a critical question then about data integrity? If the core Documentazione di Progetto is the absolute engineering Bible, then synthesizing it for Gamma, well, doesn't that inherently risk losing crucial context or nuance? Are the stakeholders looking at the Gamma version potentially missing the actual latency numbers the engineers are sweating over? Project documentation, you know, it lives and dies by its version control. Does shifting it to a presentation layer compromise that discipline?
It absolutely introduces that risk, yes. And the document, or at least the process around it, must address that. The excerpt shared on Gamma, it's likely a high-level summary, probably focusing on conclusions, validation results maybe, but it absolutely still has to reference back to the immutable, the definitive version of the specification. We can definitely infer an audience shift from this. The original blueprint is for the engineers, the compliance officers, the Gamma link. That's more likely for the leadership team. They need quick assurance about their investment in what's clearly a high complexity system. It suggests management is, you know, actively tracking the progress and the risks tied to achieving a complex safety goal.
Right. Okay. Let's focus then on the actual content this documentation must imply, given its nature. Since it's a safety system project, we know the primary focus just has to be on redundancy and robustness. That's paramount. What would be the architectural sort of non-negotiables laid out in a document like this?
Redundancy is absolutely everything.
Yeah.
When you're developing an automotive safety system, you're dealing with literal life and death stakes, which means you simply must eliminate single points of failure. There's no way around it. So the blueprint, the documentation, would detail architecture diagrams. You'd see redundant power paths, maybe dual or even triple microprocessors for critical calculations, and different sensor types providing essentially the same data that sensor fusion. For instance, if it's documenting a crucial braking system, it must detail the methodology for detecting, say, a sensor failure, and the system's immediate deterministic response to that failure, often defined right down to the millisecond level.
Wow. So the very fact that this document exists confirms that the system being developed, whatever it is intended to meet really high quantifiable standards, standards that frankly cost millions to verify properly. It really highlights that vast difference between, you know, an inventor maybe creating a cool prototype in a garage and a manufacturer producing a fully verified compliant system that's ready for millions of consumers. It's that moment the commitment goes from just an abstract intention to real hard engineering expenditure.
Exactly. And that commitment, it's rooted in the precision of the technical language we talked about right at the start. It's kind of the unspoken contract of this document title. It'll provide detailed objective metrics. It won't just say, you know, the car stops quickly. It'll state the specific deceleration profile under defined load conditions. And all that will be justified by years of things like finite element analysis and tons of real-world testing data.
Okay, so just to recap, we've basically used the title and the sharing platform to reconstruct the environment this document lives in. It's intensely rigorous, think ISO 26262. It's regionally influenced, likely Italian or broader EU standards playing a big role. And it's specifically packaged for cross-functional communication, which is what the Gamma platform suggests. We're essentially looking at the documented proof of a core commitment to safety architecture.
That's a good summary. In short, yeah, we've located the engineering core, pretty much, and confirm the high level of technical scrutiny and compliance requirements that sit behind modern vehicle development. It's serious stuff.
Right. Which leads us to our final provocative thought for you, the listener. Reflect on this. How might the translation of those really precise technical terms like sicurezza automobilistica, where, as we've discussed, precision is absolutely paramount, how might the meaning or even just the emphasis shift when moving from this hyper-technical project documentation to, say, consumer-facing marketing materials, you know, where the goal is often more about emotional appeal and simplicity? What might be hidden or perhaps just lost in translation when a concept that's documented internally with specific ACEidL ratings is marketed externally simply as an advanced safety feature? Keep that question in mind as you navigate information out there, information designed for synthesis versus information designed for absolute precision. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.